Simon & Schuster Audio presents Justice for Animals, Our Collective Responsibility by Martha C. Nussbaum. Read by Amanda Carlin. Introduction. Animals are in trouble all over the world. Our world is dominated by humans everywhere, on land, in the seas, and in the air. No non-human animal escapes human domination. Much of the time, that domination inflicts wrongful injury on animals, whether through the barbarous cruelties of the factory meat industry, through poaching and game hunting, through habitat destruction, through pollution of the air and the seas, or through neglect of the companion animals that people purport to love. In a way, this problem is age-old. Both Western and non-Western philosophical traditions have deplored human cruelty to animals for around 2 millennia. The Hindu emperor Ashoka, circa 304 to 232 BCE, a convert to Buddhism, wrote about his efforts to give up meat and to forego all practices that harmed animals. In Greece, the Platonist philosophers Plutarch, 46 to 119 CE, and Porphyry, circa 234 to 305 CE, wrote detailed treatises deploring human cruelty to animals, describing their keen intelligence and their capacity for social life, and urging humans to change their diet and their way of life. But by and large, these voices have fallen on deaf ears. Even in the supposedly moral realm of the philosophers, and most humans have continued to treat most animals like objects whose suffering does not matter, although they sometimes make an exception for companion animals. Meanwhile, countless animals have suffered cruelty, deprivation, and neglect. Today we have, then, a long-overdue ethical debt to listen to arguments we have refused to hear, to care for what we have obtusely ignored, and to act on the knowledge of our bad practices that we can so easily attain. But today we have reasons human never had before to do something about human wrong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?